This is RNIB Connect Radio. Time to talk shop with Dave Williams from the RNIB shop, who's with me this week. Hi, Dave.
Hello there. Good to be back.
Yes, it's good to be back with you. And we are watching some interesting products this week. That was the best I could do. Or maybe I could say it's time to talk about some new products. Yeah.
Very good.
You see where I'm going with this.
Yourself in.
Yeah, we are talking watches this week. Yeah, it'd be funny if we were talking about microwaves, wouldn't it? That just would not work at all. But no, we are talking about watches. And there's a couple of new ones in the shop that you want to tell us about.
That's right, yes. So for a number of years, we've had requests from customers that you would like a more robust tactile watch. So we can talk about that in a second, and a new addition to our range. And I also wanted to draw everybody's attention to our easy to see watches as well. So we've got watches that talk, watches that you can touch, and watches that are easy to see.
Okay, so a wide range of options available, as you would expect from the RNIB shop. But we start with tactile.
Yes, indeed. So if you're not familiar with a tactile watch, the way these tend to work is that you have a lid that is hinged, and then you push a button or you release a little clasp, and then the lid of the watch will hinge open, and then you can place your fingers gently inside the watch onto the face where the hands are, and you can feel the position of the hands. And typically the way tactile watches work, you don't need to be a Braille reader, but it is helpful if you've got some, you know, tactile sensitivity. And typically you have three dots at the top where the number 12 position would be, and then the 3, the 6 and the 9 o'clock positions are usually indicated with two dots each. And then the remaining hours usually have a single dot just to kind of show you where they are. And then, of course, you can feel the finger and the, you know, the hour hand. And then when you've checked the time, then you would close your watch, and that would protect the hands inside. So added to our range recently, we have the Ryzen tactile watch, and the one I have in front of me has an expanding strap, so hopefully that's going to work for a number of different wrist sizes, and it has that convention that I just described, you know, with the dots on the different hour positions. So it's a tactile watch with an expanding strap. It's a silver in color, stainless steel case. It has a black face with white numbers, so if you do have some residual vision, then you might benefit from that. And then the hands themselves are silver in color, and then I give you the dimensions on that. It's 38 millimeters diameter, and then that's 1.5 inches. And the wrist size, Do you measure your wrist size, Stephen, or do you just like to try these things on?
I just tend to try them on, yeah. I mean, I know people do this, but I would have no idea where even to start.
Yeah, so it's so it's minimum wrist size, 175 mil. But look, try it on. You know, we've got, you know, 30-day money-back guarantee, you know, on the vast majority of the products from the RNIB shop. So what I would suggest is if you are in the market for a shop and you for a watch and you can't get yourself to somewhere where you can try one at the moment for obvious reasons, then it might just be worth ordering and just having that. And if it's not suitable, then just give us a call and we can arrange to have that returned.
And we'll give you that number in a moment. But, you know, I was talking to someone about this morning, actually, and I was mentioning that you were coming on to talk about this. And I said, you know, we're going to be discussing tactile watches. And he said to me, he had a tactile watch, but he was always having issues where he would, you know, end up moving the hands on the watch face. How do you avoid that with these? Because I guess when you do put your hands on, you know, obviously it's about the firmness or, you know, the way you use it, but there's always that risk that you're going to knock the time off.
There is, and obviously by introducing a more robust watch, we hope that that will be less of an issue for people. And obviously using a tactile touch watch does require, you know, a certain amount of gentleness there and a certain lightness of touch. And it may just be actually that, you know what, a tactile watch, it's not the right thing for you. If you've tried several tactile watches and you've just find that you don't get on with them, it may be that a talking watch might be more suitable. It might be that a watch with a high contrast, a high easy to see, if you've got some residual vision watch, you know, there are other options out there. So it may just be that tactile watches aren't for you. I know that a lot of blind people do appreciate, even with all the advancements in technology, having a tactile watch, because it can be a very discreet way of checking the time, particularly, you know, if you're in a meeting or and that still applies, you know, even when we're doing meetings remotely.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just not where you can reach for the mute button and you just want to check the time, then having a tactile watch can be beneficial.
Okay, what else have you got?
Okay, so I just wanted to focus on one of our easy to see watches. So this is the RNIB easy to see watch. So maybe, as I said, perhaps a tactile watch isn't the thing for you. We have an easy-to-see gents watch, and I think there's a ladies' version also available. This has a white clear dial with bold black numbers and black hands that contrast well against that white face. And then there is a large crown, that's the winder to you and me, that allows you to set the time, and that comes with a crocodile effect leather strap.
Very nice.
Oh,
okay.
And I should mention that this one is water resistant as well, to 5 meters. So it's ideal for kind of surface swimming when we can get back to doing that. But it's certainly not a diver's watch.
No, you're not going to go deep sea diving. And if you fall out the kayak, you might be all right. But, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, look, some really interesting products as always. So where do we get our hands on these?
So if you would like to avail yourself of one of our tactile, easy to see or talking watches, you can check out the full range online, rnib.org.uk/shop, or give our helpline a call on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
Dave, as always, good to have you on. Look forward to catching up next week.
Thank you very much.
This is RNIB Connect Radio.